Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, now brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
Co-host and director of operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, Gary, I want to start off with something lighthearted because if Jim were here, he would start off with a joke.
We miss Jim's jokes.
We do.
And he's retired, by the way.
He is. But I was reading an article this morning, and I found out that the name Gary, you're actually in an endangered species.
Yes.
What?
Can you believe this?
This was funny. I like this.
So I read this morning on one of my little media outlets that I like to peruse through, and it said that the name Gary peaked in the 1950s, and it did so because of the actor Gary Cooper, who actually took his name from Gary, Indiana. So therefore, in the 1950s, the surge of Gary was really big. But over the years, the name has dropped off. So your host this week is an endangered species, Gary. So I just thought that was interesting and just wanted to put something lighthearted this morning.
And my response to that was, I need a federal grant. If I'm an endangered species, someone should be paying something. And I was born in 1954, so I was right in the peak of that. I think she also found out there were only 400 people named Gary born last year. It's okay. I like having – when I was little – I hated my name. I wanted to be called Bob. I don't know why. Maybe it was easy to spell. But, you know, my name was Gary. So now it's more unique, and that's fine. You can call me whatever you want as long as you call me.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I call you at Relax and Retire here shortly. But we want to get into something now that's a little bit more serious. You know, we're still not seeing much relief at all from the impact of the inflation. As a matter of fact, I think it's cramping a lot of our styles in more ways than one. You know, from our summer vacations with our families to maybe even some of the cost of some of those that might be getting married this summer or other events that might be going on. You know, it's just all the way to your lifestyle in retirement right now, I think. And as we are seeing higher prices, we know that we are feeling the impact even on how we're saving. So we've got a lot to get to today, and we thank you for joining us and listening to us. And Gary, let's start off with something that we've been watching you and I have recently. You know, with inflation still being one of the biggest headlines right now, and for good reason, you know, we have costs on everything that are going up. We're seeing conflicting opinions between analysis, you know, has the inflation peaked or will it start going down? But I think others will continue to feel the pain at this point. And I'm not sure that we've actually seen the top of inflation right now, especially with like the areas of like our energy prices, the way they've been going. What should retirees be thinking about doing right now?
Right now, today? Well, you know, it's not an easy question because if prices are going up and you want to maintain your lifestyle, you pretty much have one choice: spend more money. Think about it. Prices are going up because of inflation, but I don't want to change my lifestyle. And we hear this all the time. How can you not change your lifestyle if prices are going up? Well, you can't. You've got to spend more money. And the question is, have you budgeted enough? Have you saved enough? Have you put your money in the right places so that as we feel the effects of inflation, can you afford to pull out more? Right now, people are being advised to pull out less. The old rule was if you pull out 4% of what you've got saved for retirement per year, you can probably make that last for the rest of your life. Well, based on what we're dealing with inflation right now, a lot of people are saying, hey, you've got to cut that down to about 3% and a little bit more than 3%. So that presents a dilemma. How can you take less out to make your money last all your lifetime when prices are going up? inflation, there's, you know, who knows how long it's going to last. We do know one thing: as the Fed raises interest rates, that will shrink our money supply, and that will cause people to spend less money, which will hopefully help rein inflation in. It's also supply and demand issues that, you know, as more companies get back to work, as China gets its factories back open, that's going to help. But the bigger question is, how are you saving so that when we do have these things, you don't know when inflation's going to hit. We haven't had it for 40 years this bad. So we've had a pretty good run of low interest rates and low inflation. Now we're dealing with a different circumstance.
And now is the best time ever to have another look at your retirement. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session with Relax and Retire Financial Services simply by picking up the phone and calling. Say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to make an appointment. It's 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
The numbers are the same, although Jim Bird is retired and now Safe Harbor is Relax and Retire Financial Services.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to being in our new office probably in about another week here. So that's it's a change for us, but it's only a change in location for us. It's not a change in what we've been doing for the last 15 years, and that's helping people to figure out how to have enough money when you're in retirement so that you can afford to live retirement your way. And that's what we always say at Safe, at Relax and Retire. We want you to be able to retire your way, not somebody else's way.
And Gary, it's great that you bring that up, because, you know, we've noticed here that maybe the personal savings rate has fallen because of inflation right now, and they are at levels that we haven't seen since about 2008. So can you help maybe expand a little bit on what kind of red flags we should be looking for right now in our savings?
Well, it's a myriad of things. One thing that you can do is to know your income security score. And you're probably saying, well, what's an income security score? Well, take your expenses right now, take your monthly expenses, divide it by the amount of guaranteed income you have that you know is going to come in every month. Maybe it's a pension payment, maybe it's your Social Security. But take your monthly expenses, divide it by your absolutely guaranteed monthly income, and that will give you a percentage, which we call your income security score. I'll give you an example. If your monthly expenses are $5,000 and your guaranteed income is $3,000, then your security score is 60%. In this case, there's a $2,000 gap that needs to come from other sources to maintain your lifestyle. So let's say you're getting Social Security. Let's say you're lucky enough to have a pension, but you need to make up $2,000 a month in income. Well, most of us are going to do that from withdrawals from our IRAs or our 401ks. So one of the things that I would say as a red flag to make sure you have enough money is there is, are you going to hate me saying this, do you have goals? Everybody says make goals, and it's just absolutely true. Do you have an income goal that you need to have to be able to pay your monthly expenses to live your retirement your way? Do you have a cash reserve? Hey, we're in hurricane season right now. We have a storm come through. If ATMs are not working for a day or so while power's being restored, do you have a small cash reserve, a little bit of money set aside in cash that's in your house that you know is there? Do you have a handle on your cash flow and your budget? And I know I hate doing budgets, but they're absolutely essential when you live on, quote, fixed income. Because on a fixed income, if your costs are going up and you don't have the access to increase your inflow of funds, then you got to cut somewhere. That's what a budget can help you do. Another red flag is your debt balance keeping you up at night. Here's a tip, and this is supported by all the people that write books and tell you how to retire well. When you're young, pay off as much debt as you can. Try not to carry a whole lot of credit card debt, which has a high interest rate, into retirement. So those would be some of the red flags that I'd tell people to be watching out for now.
So it seems like that's a lot to think about, especially with the inflation being at the levels that it is, and we're seeing all the prices go up. And we don't really want to have to cut back on our savings or dip into our savings or our IRAs or 401ks to maintain a lifestyle. But, you know, if these high prices continue for an extended period of time, you know, might just have to. So that's why it's beneficial for you to just reach out to somebody and have that conversation.
And that's why we encourage you to call for your complimentary consultation with Relax and Retire Financial Services, formerly Safe Harbor. Same numbers at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And today I'm actually going to say, leave us a message at relaxretire.com. And we'll get back with you. That's our website, relaxretire.com. Or more importantly, give us a call. If you are trying to figure out a starting place to look at a monthly budget, just to get a real good idea of where you are, call us. We will fax you or email you or text you our budget sheet, which lets you help look at some of the major things that you're probably paying for every month that reoccur. And then it also has a section for you to put down the income that's coming in, whether it's coming from a pension or Social Security or from other sources. You know, number one on everybody's list when you ask them about how to live retirement your way is having a guaranteed source of income. And most of us think of that guaranteed source as Social Security. Or if you're lucky enough to have a pension, that could be a guaranteed source. Or you could have your own guaranteed source, which is one of the strategies that we use with our clients to guarantee you that every month, no matter how long you live, no matter how old you get, you will get a guaranteed income that will be there for your entire life. And guess what? When you pass away, it will be there for your spouse's entire life. So it's not like Social Security. When one of you passes away, one of those incomes goes away. You keep the higher of the two. With our strategy, when one of you passes away, the income just continues for both of your lives.
And Gary, you mentioned something that was important. One, you mentioned a budget, and two, you mentioned guaranteed income. You know, I think the idea of maintaining a current lifestyle is probably pretty important for everyone that you help in retirement. So how do you create a budget and a retirement income strategy so that maybe we wouldn't have to cut back or pinch pennies in retirement?
Well, this is going to sound kind of mundane, but we listen to our clients. We listen to what do you want to be able to do in retirement? What expenses do you want to be able to cover? Have you thought about your health care expenses? What things are going to come up every month that you've probably been paying all your life, not even thinking about, because you've had a regular paycheck coming in every week or every biweekly or monthly? So, you know, most people say, well, I always try to not spend more than I put in a checking account. That's a pretty good idea, because the banks don't really like it when you overdraw your checking account. In retirement, you know, you get to choose your lifestyle in retirement. And most people don't really think, am I going to change my lifestyle in retirement? Well, you probably are. You're definitely not going to be going to the same place where you worked. Some people do find, based on how much they've saved, that they have to have a second or another career in retirement. So first of all, you start out and estimate the amount of income you need and estimate your estimated expenses. And then you consider some of those changes, some of those expenses that'll change in retirement. Big one is healthcare. Many people find that the healthcare that they're going to have to pay for out of their own pocket. Now, this is other than what Medicare would cover and other than what a Medicare supplement or an Advantage plan would cover. You have copays and out-of-pocket expenses for all sorts of medical expenses. I think you mentioned on one of our shows a couple of weeks ago that for a couple 65, they can expect over their lifetime to spend somewhere around $300 to a little more than $300,000 on medical expenses, and that includes Medicare premiums, that includes extra costs for either supplements or Advantage plans, any kind of out-of-pocket expenses you have. You have to figure in if you're going to have a big change in your lifestyle. Are you going to downsize so that you have a smaller house? Do you have a mortgage payment? Are you going to have a steady source of income in retirement? And then we set up a spending plan that helps keep you on track so that you're retiring your way.
These are great questions that we all need answers to as we approach retirement or we're in retirement. So we encourage our radio program listeners to call for a complimentary strategy session with Relax and Retire Financial Services, formerly Safe Harbor, with the same numbers at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
And, you know, this is no joke, but if you're an Auburn fan, our office is located right out by the Auburn farm. So if you want to come out and watch the Auburn cows as you're trying to relax for a minute before we sit down and have the discussions we have to have it. You know, when people sit down with a financial planner or a financial advisor, that advisor can't help them until they have a really good idea of what goals, what expenses, what things you want to be able to do when you're deciding how to live retirement your way, and then what sources of income you have. Are you relying just on an account that can go up and down in value every day because you feel like you need to take the risk of getting a higher return? When you're young, that's not a bad strategy because you have the one thing that all of us have that we can't change, and that's time. Time is your friend, and I think I've probably said this. If I've said it once, I've said it 200 times on our radio shows. When you're young, time is your friend. You should have money in some sort of an investment account when you're young that will grow and that can grow at a pretty substantial rate when the market is up. But you also suffer when the market is down. So as you get older, you need to reduce that risk. And just about everybody will tell you this. When you're 60, your risk tolerance should be a lot lower than it is when you're 30. So that's one thing we help people look at. And where are you saving? Are you putting all of your money in one basket? Are you putting all of your money in an IRA or a 401k if you happen to work for a large company? Why are you putting all your money in one place when it has the same tax treatment that it'll have when you come out? You know, we help people look at financial strategies that a lot of people call buckets. Yes, let's put some money in a tax-deferred bucket. That's a very easy place. There's the advantage of that is that, you know, you put the money in this tax-deferred bucket, it lowers your income that year, lowers your tax burden. But you also need to be looking at something that will be not a tax-deferred bucket, but a tax-exempt bucket. Because when we retire, taxes don't go away. It's like your light bill. You know, when you're retired, unless you're living in a tent, you're going to have to pay your electric bill every month. Well, when you retire, if you have put most of your money or all of your money in a tax-deferred account, guess what? You're going to continue to pay taxes on that money. And if taxes go up, like a lot of people are saying they're going to go up over our lifetime, then the money that you've put in that bucket is worth less. It's almost like how inflation will steal your buying power. I don't care if you got $100 January 1 and $100 January 31st. If inflation is 8%, then that money at the end of the year will only buy $92 worth of goods and services. So even though you got a $100 bill, it's going to cost you more than $100 to get the same thing you got at the beginning of that year. Look at gas prices.
Yeah, gas prices are just out and off the... there's not even a word for it, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it's just nuts at how much some people are actually paying for gas across the country. And I don't think there's a relief in any of that unless you have a horse, buggy, and carriage that you can ride around the streets. I just don't see any other way of getting around that. But, Gary, what I do think is important is that as part of thinking about some of the goals now and in your future, either in retirement or if you're thinking about retirement, you know, one of the things that we like to try to do right now is to try to just emphasize, one, focus. Focus on what you want your goals to be in retirement. Whether it's having an account dedicated especially for your savings to be put aside or or writing down your goals. You know, we talked a little bit about this last week. Alignment is important, because sometimes you have things that come up that might actually take you off track from your written plan, if you've had the opportunity to sit down and talk with your spouse and decide where you want to be in through your retirement. Also, then tracking. You know, it's important to sit down and look at if you are staying on plan. You know, automate your savings. Automate a certain dollar amount that you want to put aside. You mentioned earlier in the show about 4% if you're able to do that. I mean, these are just things to maybe consider in going forward in retirement and even in this economy to help perhaps battle inflation. You know, and then evaluate. You know, I know you hear me say this a lot. You know, get back on track to where you are, where you thought you'd want to be. And that comes in with recalculating. You might need to recalculate if you've set new goals for you, because maybe you've paid off a debt and maybe you don't have that money going to that, you know, car note or that house note. Or maybe you've met some of your older goals, or even something unexpected that may have occurred that now you need a little extra money to set aside for. Because we talked about that, about not treating your investments like an ATM. And that's why you need to call us.
Right. Well, it can be a daunting task to review all these and really understand what we're looking at. That's why it's important to get a second opinion about your retirement and a complimentary consultation with the folks at Relax and Retire Financial Services, formerly Safe Harbor. The numbers are the same. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you've got a new website, right?
Relax Retire. Just those two words, nothing in between. RelaxedRetire.com. Leave us a question there. We'll put it in our mailbag, and we'll talk about that on some of our future shows. You know, I think the most important thing I can probably impart to people today is don't do it by yourself. You know, I said last week on our last show, I don't do my own major plumbing. I don't do my own major electrical work. I go to people who deal with that every day. So if you're trying to figure out how to do some of these budgets and projections and trying to figure out how to put a plan together, don't do it by yourself. For gosh sakes, come in and sit down and talk with us. I think when you come in, you'll find we're pretty relaxed people. We do talk about intense subjects because money is important. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills in retirement, you are going to live somebody else's lifestyle. And our job is to help you figure out how to picture your lifestyle, figure out how much it's going to cost to afford that lifestyle, and then help put together strategies that help get you there. But along the way, we'll meet with you. We meet with most of our clients at least twice a year. Some of them we meet with quarterly because they want that extra attention and they've got things going on. Things happen that change in your lifestyle. You just mentioned checking different things as your lifestyle changes. Here's something that came up this week. Someone was listening to our show last week. They answered my call about leaving a question on our website, and his question was, hey, I'm 65 years old. I've been contributing to a universal life policy for 30 years, and when I started that policy, I wanted to make sure I could take care of my family if something happened to me. Well, guess what? My family's grown. I don't need that anymore. What can I do with it, and how can I use that money that's been accumulating in that life insurance plan to do something else for me now? Yes, you can take cash value out of a life insurance plan, and you could move it into something without paying taxes on it. So, you know, that's one of the things. If you've got life insurance that you've been paying on for years, first of all, don't get rid of it. Come in and let us help you do a review of that and see if it's doing the same thing that you needed it to do when you bought it. You know, lifestyles change, things change. If you were putting money in different types of strategies, you may not keep your money in that strategy your entire life. Same thing with life insurance or other things that you might be using to fund your retirement. Come in and let us help you look at it, and we'll see if you're on track.
Those numbers again for a complimentary consultation with Relax and Retire Financial Services are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So if you have a question, submit it to our mailbag on our website, and we'll be glad to answer that question on a future show. Like Laurie said, if you have a question immediately, pick up the phone and call us. You know, we answer our own phones. I kind of laugh because there's another guy that says he'll personally return your phone call. But that's him. We'll answer your call. Sometimes it'll be me. Sometimes it'll be Victoria. But give us a call. We're happy to answer any questions you have. We're happy to help you any way we can, because, as I said earlier, we want you to retire your way, not our way, not somebody else's way. We want you to retire your way.
And even though you might have a great handle on your budget right now, but the cost of everything doubles just about every 20 years. This means in 20 years, you'll be spending twice as much to have the same lifestyle you currently have now. And as you're spending more, you might see your savings start to shrink over retirement. Your cost of living is going to keep going up, but putting a plan in place can help make sure your savings will last no matter what happens with inflation, taxes, or even potential volatility. So give us a call. It's no obligation. It's not going to cost you anything, and maybe we can help inflation-proof your retirement. But you got to give us a call. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back to talk with you next week.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, now brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner, and co-host, Director of Operations, Vicki Miller. Those numbers again are 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984 and online relaxretire.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.